More than $9 million in funding for volunteer and composite fire departments announced by the BC government on Friday, March 14, includes more than $500,000 for the regional district of Fraser Fort George and almost $40,000 for the district of Mackenzie. The funding comes from the province's Community Emergency Preparedness Fund, which the province said in a news release has provided more than $26 million in funding since it was established in 2017. The regional district of Fraser Fort George is getting $511,600 for emergency response equipment. In an email sent Tuesday, March 18, Manager of Communications and Culture Hillary Erasmus said the regional district worked with volunteer fire departments within its boundaries to determine their needs. The funding will go towards self-contained breathing apparatus, carbon fiber bottles and packs, as well as compressors, wildland sprinklers and hoses, portable hand radios, tools, hoses, personal thermal imaging cameras, turnout gear, water tanks, Mark III pumps, heavy-duty washing machines and dryers, a forced entry door for training, firefighting essentials training manuals, chainsaws and coveralls. The Mackenzie Fire Rescue Department is getting $39,350 for live fire training, which Mayor Joan Atkinson said can be difficult for the community to access otherwise. This funding for live fire training will allow the Mackenzie Fire Rescue Department to reallocate our training budget to other critical needs, Atkinson was quoted as saying in the province's release. Securing recognized live fire training is difficult in northern BC due to the cost and logistics of attending the training, as the closest facilities are over 10 hours away. This funding allows 11 firefighters to complete the required training to become interior firefighters while meeting requirements for our declared service level, enabling them to better protect the district of Mackenzie. Outside of the regional district, the district of Vanderhoof is getting $40,000 for hands-on training and the renewal of personal protective equipment, and the district of Chetwynd will get $39,829 for equipment upgrades.